Okay. Quite obviously, for this week's Parsha Chayisar, we know that our dear friend Yitzhak Avinu was Mesaken Mincha because of the fact that we know at the Parsha when he is greeting what will become his future wife, so he sees going on Lufnot Erev to the Sade, and that was to Daven Mincha. Yitzhak is very unique in, just parenthetically, in the fact that he was the one who started Mincha, because Mincha is perhaps the hardest of the tefillos. Those that go into the business world will realize, as we change the clock, so when a Mincha is at 4:15, and you have business meetings all day, so that's much more of a challenge than, for example, when Mincha is at 8 o'clock. Shacharis is generally before a person goes to work, and Ma'ariv is after he goes to work. So that's sandwiched. Yitzchak and those that learn that each of the Avos not just signified what, but it was who they were. And Yitzchak and the Gevur of Yitzchak, so this was a central factor of who Yitzchak was and that big challenge of the day. It's really an ultimate form of testimony that Hashem controls everything that I'm doing, when in the middle of the day you have to set out time to figure out how you're going to go ahead and daven Mincha. So one of the areas which actually comes up a lot in the business world is the fact that people have decided that Mincha should be cut short, maybe with some very good reason, seemingly because of the fact that they are at work. Generally, most companies, certainly in the United States, I believe here in Israel as well, so here there's actually laws in Eretz Yisrael for laws that people have to follow, allowing for tefillah, and in fact a law was passed, if I'm not mistaken, in the Knesset when they moved around the changing of the clock. Now, as we know, so we changed the clock. So if I'm not mistaken, it was the first time ever the clock was changed on a Sunday night. It's generally changed, Motzei Shabbos, it's generally changed on Thursday night. And it's much later in the year now. It's a set time. It used to be right before Yom Kippur, so that the fast was an hour shorter, or seemingly the end of the fast was an hour shorter. So now it did a little bit of a conflict with Shacharis in the morning, because they're not familiar with our New York, which gets as late as, I don't know, like 7:20. So like 7 o'clock was Nates in Yerushalayim. That created difficulty for many workers. So they passed a law in the Knesset that you cannot dock workers if they're not able to make it to work at the appropriate time, or they come to work and they have to be able to go to davening. In America, the same thing, a person is allowed breaks during the day. I believe that a company has to give a half hour break. So there is an ability to daven. But many of these minyanim, they're in an office somewhere, so they want to do what we call Heich Kedusha. So I want to investigate Bezchus Yitzhak Avinu, but all the tefillos, but if, certainly not Meyer, but is Heich Kedusha something that would be seemingly appropriate? We generally don't see Heich Kedusha as much by Shacharis, although I know that there are notable yeshivot. I would love to have Marcus come to this year, because his school that he went to, they do Heich Kedusha by Shacharis. I was there last year, and I was quite dumbfounded when they started Shacharis, they started Shmon Esrei right away, because that's generally not something I see by Shacharis. By Mincha, so we see this a lot, and the question is, what a person should do. So the question is like this. Let's look at the first source. The first source is the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah tells us in Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Kashem Shliach Sibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid VeYachid Tanya Amr LeRabbanim Simigam Liel LeDvarecha Lama Sibur Min Palim Amr Lo Kedei LaHatsu Shliach Sibur Tvilasa. Right, we have this idea of. Of course, Chazar Sashatz, Amr Lem Rabbi Gamliel Devarayim, Mashliach Sibo Yorlev Neateva, Amulo, Kedei Lahotzi, and Nishayno Baki. So the whole concept of having Chazar Sashatz is why? To be Yotzi, those that were not Kiyim. We used to be in various locations where people, unfortunately, were not very literate in davening, and therefore it was beautiful. They would still come to shul, and therefore we would have to call chazar shashatz. Those that weren't davening weren't able to. Were able to listen and say, "Oh man, it was like they davened." Amalem gishem shemoitzi es sheino baki kach moitzi es baki. This is a question actually in halacha that comes up every so often. A bit of a machlokes, but I think the halacha is as follows: a person forgets to say yalla v'yavo, and he forgets, and it's later on. And if he's had kavan in the entire chazor shachat, so there are poskim who say that he doesn't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, which you normally have to do. I'm talking about shachris or mincha. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh, because it could be the tefillah tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik take this very, very extreme. Rav Soloveitchik called the tefillah hatzibur In fact, on a higher level than the actual tefillah b'yechidus that we do. And Rav Soloveitchik recommended that a person is so much in tune with the shliach tzibur, they should stand with his feet together during the entire time of Chazaras HaShatz. And of course, you should be extremely careful. This is, of course, obvious that why we don't talk during Chazaras HaShatz. This is why we should not be engaging in other things, even learning of Torah during this time. It is on a very, very high level. Now, what's obvious is, of course, the question of, well, wait a minute, I don't want to call myself a bucky, but I know how to daven. So what do I need the shas? What do I need the shliach tzibur? So clearly the Gemara introduces the fact that it is a kana, but the question is, what do we need it for, as I said? So says the Gemara, source number two, the Beis Yosef, so quotes this lahalacha. Mispalim shuan esrei v'shliach tzibur machzir tefila kederach she'osim b'shachros. Right? Kein kasav arambam perek tes mihilchos tefila v'chein no'ogim ashkenazim. Everybody holds that you have to do Chazar Sashatz. Shetzach lichzor tefila kamo b'shachris im lo al yidei adchak. So a person has to do this. We'll see what b'shas adchak is going to mean. Aval the svardim einogim lichzor shliach tzibur. Listen to this, Beis Yosef. Tefila b'mincha elam et palm shliach tzibur im atzibur b'kol ram heich kedusha v'omer kedusha u'brichasa ata kodesh v'achachach omer ha'emsa b'lachash. So this is the first institution of what we know as the Hechidusha, right? Uminag Ashkenazim hu anachon v'chein hanik chachamim shebedorot lafana besvat in the holy city of Svat gozru nidoi l'over tikonosam. The Beis Yosef basically bemoans, and there are tshuvas as well where the Beis Yosef is quoted in saying the same thing. There was a horrible minhag that started, and in mincha all of a sudden the Svardim had this minhag that they never said Chazar Sashatz at mincha. Says the Beis Yosef, how can this be? This is the maybe the only time you'll hear him saying the Ashkenazim are right. They do the right thing, and we should do a full not hechidu but a full Chazar Sashatz. And those that follow this in Svat already, they introduce a nidoy to not accept this. This just reminds me. I was listening on the radio to Rav Avram Yosef, Rav Yosef's son, so he was talking about a chumras in Shemitah, and so he was discussing one specific chumrah, and he was very upset that people followed it. I'm pouring what it is, and he said this is a famous takana that was made in Svat that everybody followed in the Yeshiva Risa, and everybody followed this. And everybody, this is a takana, so nobody can be machmir in this. That was his idea. So here, this is the opposite in a way, and that people thought that it was a heter. There's no heter here. Of course you have to do regular Chazar Sashatz. It reminds me that there was a Rav once told me a story. A rabbi was in, and he asked to be scholar in residence in a Sephardic shul. He's Ashkenaz. He asked to be scholar in residence in a Sephardic shul, and he goes to the shul, and he thought his davening in his shul was very long. The davening, the Sfarik shul, Baruch Hashem, they have a tremendous amount of kavana, and they say many things word by word. So that, in turn, makes davening much, much longer. Davening was very, very long, and then very long, and then even longer. And everything was sung in it. And then finally, he looks at his watch, it's like 12:30 now, and now he's starting Musa. So the rabbi gets up, and he goes, shh, Rabbi Yisa, I know, Rabbatai, I know that's very, very late, don't worry about it. Hech Chidush Musa. This rabbi says, well, first time in his life he ever saw that there was such a thing as a Hecha Kedusha. He was like shocked. So apparently I heard that by Svardim there are some kilos that do it. Says the Beis Yosef, this is a horrible thing. Chazar Sashatz should be as Tikuno, called like the Kolbo, and others say. So, fine. What the Beis Yosef introduced over here is another aspect, which of course you guys realize, which is the fact that we are Mekadesh Hashem with what we call Kedusha through Chazaros HaShatz. So it's a little bit, quote unquote, if you will, but a little bit fake to go ahead and be Mekadesh, the Shem Hashem, before you even daven Shemoneh Esrei, right, and do this Hech Kedusha. And that might not be appropriate, and it's not the right thing to do. The other thing the Rush points out is the fact that you're not able to answer modim derabbanan. This was another heightened level where we say modim again, and we say our own modim derabbanan, with the Chazan himself again to praise Hashem, which you wouldn't be able to do. How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Thank you for asking. Source number three, in Hilchos Tfila, Simon Kuf Chaf Daud, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shatz Anichos Lebeis Kasu Matzu Sibu Shemus Palam Belachash, Vutzarch La'amor Lifnei Ateva. You're the thing fine. What's the important part? It says the Haggah here. V'chein, im hu b'shas adchak, kigon shiyira she overzman tefila. Now the Ramah is going to give us exactly what the halacha is. Very important for you to listen to this. And he says like this, that the, so again, he's quoting the Shulchan Aruch first says that if somebody does come late and he happens to be the shas, I don't know how this would work out exactly. So now he's going to decide to daven for the amid. I don't know how they start Shemon Esrei because he's the Shlach Tzibur, but okay. And now it's time. I've seen that some shuls do this where somebody else does Shemon Esrei. So he, and now he's late though. But he has to be the, so he's allowed to say Chazar Sashatz without it being, and it will count as a silent Shemon Esrei as well. That's all he writes. Says the Rama, wait a minute. What is Shas HaTchak that you're allowed to do Hech Chedusha? I'll tell you. Sheira Sheyobr is Mantfila. Right? Chas v'shalom. But somebody wakes up and it's 10:22. Happens to be now. Our times are very, very early because we the clock went back. So we have to be here. And we don't have to be so careful in the yeshiva because even though we think we dive in really late, 8 o'clock in the morning, so you're never going to miss it. Sosman Kriyashma of the Gura, right? Because it's 8:40 something. So you don't have a problem. But what about Sosman Tefila? So Sosman Tefila is in the 10 o'clock range. It's possible you can dive in some Chabad minyan and it'll be close. So you know you're about to Yachol Ispalo Miad B'Kol Ram. So you didn't should daven right away. Chay chedusha, forget about it. The atzirim is palam yimo mimo biliyav lachash ad laachar akel hakadosh. V'tov shiya echad lechol apachos shir amein achar brachas shashat. This is a machlokes. I don't know if you've seen this before. The Ma'aril and Rama quotes here that there's a machlokes by what exactly should we do if a gafav would have to ever daven chay chedusha? Should you start with the chazan or start after akel hakadosh? What's the pluses and minuses? So it seems, if Salvechik said this as well, the pluses is that if you daven together with the tzibur, at least you a little bit have this quasi tefillah hatzibur, at least for that moment. The negative is you don't get to answer amen to any of the brachos because you're in the middle of Yom Shemon Esrei. So from what I understood, it seems like those who that were followed through of Salvechik start together with the chazan, which it seems to be what initially the Ramah says. But seems that most others, the yeshivas I've seen, they don't do that. And in fact, I remember in a certain yeshiva, I used to daven it a lot, so it was not a following Rav Soloveitchik, so they would always do Hech Kedusha, which actually bothered me. We'll see where they got this minute. This yeshiva specifically had a very, very good hetzer to Hech Kedusha. But, right, so why do you think you did it in high school? What would be the hetzer? Any idea?
Get out of there quickly.
Okay.
Because we couldn't get him in.
Right. That's not the reason. What would be the heter, you think, guys? Let's say Dafkin and Yeshiva, right? What can you think? What would be the possible heter to go ahead and say to do Hech Kedusha? Now, it's kind of a funny thing, right? There are more yeshivas in the world that do Hech Kedusha than shulas. But why would a yeshiva, what would be the possible heter you can think
more
of?
Time
more
time to learn.
Oh, shkoyach. More time to learn, right? So just like the Ramah already gave us a heter and said, well, time's ending, right? Let's say, well, it's too late now, right? A person realizes he didn't daven mincha, right? And it's right before Shkia, right? And now, and he goes, oh my God, if we do Chazaras HaShash, we're going to miss. So there you could do a Hech Kedusha, it seems, and that rather than davening Chazaras HaShash after Shkia. Some disagree with that. Maybe there's a heter for the learning of Torah. It's possible. So over here, he continues, the Shulchan Aruch now continues and says, "Kal she is pulled the kulam b'kiyam b'tzfila, afal p'yarech ha'shas b'choz b'tzfila, k'day l'kayim t'karas b'cham." Oh, so what are you going to say? Another thing. Wait a minute, Hartstein. I just figured something out. Yeshiva, by definition, kulam b'kiyim. We are experts because we're yeshiva b'chor. It's not possible to have a yeshiva, anybody who doesn't know how to, that's what a yeshiva is about. Right, you go to the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So there's one person that's sitting in the Mir Yeshiva that doesn't have a daven Shemon Esrei. I mean, come on, you shouldn't be in the Mir Yeshiva then. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's called Tachanas Chachamim. Even though the reason doesn't apply your specific shul, that's what we do. Now imagine for a moment, this is very sensitive, we're very sensitive to this. Give you the great example, right? You have Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yosef on Shabbos. So we don't blow shofar. So it's not fair to me. My neighborhood has a Eruv. I live in a community that has an Eruv. He lives in a community. This guy, everybody lives in a community with Eruv. So you're allowed to carry a Litzarech. So what? Oh, so what's the problem? The loop, same thing. Abachoshesh, there's going to be one community. And what are they going to say? Well, Hartstein is a pretty from rabbi. I heard that he does carry on it. They're not going to, in your community, but you don't have an Eruv, you're not allowed to. So we're Choshesh, but we care about all the Jews. We don't want people to misunderstand, and therefore nobody is allowed to do a mitzvah min haTorah of Shofar Blowing. A mitzvah min haTorah of Lulav and Esrei. Because of that. So maybe the same thing over here. So what's going to happen? Everybody's going to go, well, we'll see how this is not going to work out so well according to the Heter and Yeshivas, but the Mir Yeshiva even says Hech Kedusha. So now the young Israel of whatever is going to be like, what, we're firmer than the Mir Yeshiva? What's the Hech Kedusha? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do that. Because Apal Pika Yorah Hashat the Choyzet Tefila Kedei L'Kayim Esal Tchanos L'Chamim, we don't go back. Okay. I just want to point something else that I can't. It's here, and I had to point this out. I think this is a very important halacha. Look at the Haggah in Siv Gimel. So he says V'yesh Yechidim Bakal Machrim B'Tefilasa. There's some people that they have long Shmoneh Esrei, right? They have a lot to ask for. And Hashat B'Hamtim Aleim. Don't wait for them. Afilu haya choshvei ha'ir. Even as a chosh of a person, he's the guy sitting up in the front. Im haya minyan bebeis kineses, im hamtin ad adam chosh of adam gadol adayin loba. Right. So he says, listen. So it can happen. You have a rosh yeshiva. His davening is long. So this is strung by the concept of tzichut tzibur. We take tzichut tzibur very, very seriously. And therefore, what says the Rama? You don't have to wait. What should the rabbi be smart enough to know? Either to wave them on, or to have a short Shmoneh Esrei. But it should be in line with everybody's Shmoneh Esrei. There's a certain that's what it is. Some people say, but he's in the yeshiva, so you know the Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be long. Okay, I don't know. It's not what the Rama says. Let's look at the Prima Gadim here, source number 4. Is the Anu Ein Mekavnim? We don't have kavana. B'yotzelanu mehava ke'ein b'kiyim u'moitzis hashas. So this prima gadim is fascinating. He says, "Whoa, wait a minute, Hartstein. You think you have so much kavana? Have you ever heard of anybody who was davening Shmoneh Esrei and in the middle he realizes he has no idea where he is, or he realizes he's just been thinking about what's going to have for dinner that night? Daydreaming, unfortunately, has become a sport." In the Olympics. No, it's difficult, right? We live in such a quick society for halacha to ask you to concentrate for however long your Shmoneh Esrei is the norm. We're not supposed to concentrate on anything, right? If I get a text now, obviously I'm supposed to answer the text. That's what, right? That's society would tell me to do, right? That's not appropriate. But says the Prima Gadim and the predated WhatsApp, and Prima Gadim says, huh, guess what? We don't have proper kavana today. And therefore we need Chazaras Hashas, just in case. Nobody here can tell me that it never happened to them, that they lost their train of thought, or they don't even know what they're up to, whatever. Or maybe you did Shlach Lanu and you're like, oh, I hit myself, so somebody hit me. Right? I'm saying you don't know. Right? Oh, the Shabbos, that's the best, my favorite. The Friday night Shabbos where the guy does Shlach Lanu and he thinks everybody's looking at him, so he does the... Oh, yeah, I had a scratch, everybody, I just had a scratch here. I knew it's Shabbos, you know, like, okay, you should go ahead. So Kal B'Chomer, he says that you need a Chazaras Hashas for them.
What if he doesn't have Kavanah for Chazaras Hashas either?
Right, he's cocked, sorry. So, but by the way, this is something that, in general, I think is something just to concentrate on, no pun intended, is the fact that we should figure out how to treat Chazaras Hashas with the proper respect. So one thing people do, let's say, that might help, is we stand for Chazaras Hashas. By the way, standing for Chazaras Hashas is just showing the chashivus of Chazaras Hashas in itself. Again, Tefillah HaTzibur. There are some people who are amazing. I told you their feet are together, or they're following along with, you know, if we can do that, that would be one, that would be great. It's ke'ilu, the way the Prima Gadim, like, it's almost like a makeup for what I might have not said right, or what I might have forgotten to say. Right? So you're in the same Talmud Mutter now. So this is not the norm to say the same Talmud Mutter. So, maybe I said. It's hard. You're right. I don't have a good eitzah. I mean, the eitzah is easy. The easiest eitzah is to follow along in the sitter. And then you'll say amen all the time. I don't know. Is that boring, maybe? I don't know. But that's what he writes. And in fact, the Shilz of Chuz Ramami Parno says the same thing. The Shilz of Hanagos of Sturmbach quotes this as well. That could be a possible reason. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch himself in the Bir Halacha, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in source number 5 says like this. Yesh deot bein achornim de'af de'kulanu bakiyim ikol makom kfar tiknu chazal af lanu, that even though you are in a shul, we're not in a shul, you're literally making a minyan on the side of the road, and you look at the 10 people and you say, oh, I know this Chaim Yankel, Shmuel Vadoiv, you know all the guys, they're the bakiyim. So you say, now we don't have to do it. So the Bayir Halacha says exactly what we said before already. You can't do that. You can't decide for yourself. And therefore, you have to say Chazaras Hashatz. You're chayav to say the bracha of Chazaras Hashatz. So the more Kabbalistic svarim, the Kabbal Chayim, the Ben Ish Chai writes this, and in fact the Yaivitz also says this, that al pi sod, we should always say Chazaras Hashatz. This was the minug, I don't say minug, but the, based on that, the Zohar had said how important the milos of Chazaras Hashatz. I can't explain it to you, but it's very important. So quotes those sources that love to go in line with the Zohar, which really was the Mishnah Berurah himself, but the Kav HaChayim, the Yaivitz, the Ben Ish Chai says, you don't know what's going on here when we say Chazaras Hashatz. You don't understand how it's helping us. So don't be mevatel it so quickly. Okay? And in fact, the Oruch HaShulchan here in source number 5a says, Vida, the Torah calls of Otam al Chazaras Hashatz, Mishum Kedusha. So as I mentioned to you before, there's an inyan of saying, being able to say Kedusha, al Sham V'nir Shahayi Yochol Lomar Gam Mishum Berchas Kohanim. Why didn't he mention that? Hey, what about Berchas Kohanim? Can you imagine in Shacharis now, there's six Kohanim waiting there, and you do Hech Kedusha. So they can't say Berchas Kohanim. That's crazy. Right, you need to have the last part. That would be crazy. So there's a lot of reasons that we don't know. And he says the Rambam says the Yeshivim the cave of the Chachamim tiknuhu have a takana kavua bein chiluk bein yesh bakiim bein ein bakiim. We all know bakiim today. You can go extreme as the prima godda and say, what do you think? You're such a bucky. You daydream also. So you need that. You need the thing. No hechidusha. It's not allowed. With that in mind, are there any hetera? So the answer is yes, there are hetera. And before we see that, so I'm going to quote for you a very, very extremely interesting tshuva, if you will, that I found years ago in a wonderful sefer that's actually in English, but in the back has great explanations. This is the sefer that's Rabbi Neustadt's sefer on the weekly parsha. So in the back he has something, Dinei Halacha, and he goes through it. Now Rav Neustadt was the grandson by marriage, I guess you'd call it grandson-in-law, of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he's going to quote for us the Heterim of Dafka in Yeshivas having Hei Chedush. And I don't understand, we don't do that. If I'm not mistaken, here in Eretz Yisrael we are not as lenient about the Hei Chedush. I think many Yeshivas here don't do it. You won't find it as much. Again, we'll see, unless there's a real tzarech, which you generally don't find either, as I said. So, he says as follows. Whoa. So, before that, I just wanted to finish off some of the sources here. I didn't even realize, wow, this is a longer share than I thought. I actually have another sheet here. So you probably won't get it to all. Let's just do quickly the Radbaz. The Radbaz says as follows. He was asked the following question. Tanu akal shezel takanas harambam shekasa v'tshuvas lashon arvizeh etik shelo roi bizmanenu shelo yispal balachash. The Rambam received a letter which is quoted in the Tshuvas of the Rambam, the following letter. People said, this is the time of the Rambam, guys. In Mitzrayim, people started talking during Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore what? It's horrible. Right? I'm sure none of you have experienced this in your shul. There's tremendous talking during Chazaras Hashatz. Why? Because nobody appreciates the Zohar, that there are Yisoidus and Yisoidus Gedoil on the Gedoilim on Chazaras Hashatz. And they think, it's not for me, I'm a bucky. So they talk during Chazaras Hashatz. So the Rambam writes, apparently it seemed, saying, done. No more Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah, you want to talk during Chazaras Hashatz? Good. We're done. Hech Chedusha Shachas, Hech Chedusha Mincha. So this was written to the Radbaz, and he says, is this really true? Bismanenu shelo yispal b'lachash. V'achar koram, lifnei she'ichar shelech atzibra v'yispal b'koram. Says the Radbaz, before the Radbaz. And so this gentleman who writes this, I don't know who he was, who writes the question, some of those questions are better than the answer, says, V'chein heid olov Rabbi Avram Beno, right, Rabbi Avram Ben Arambam, the son of the Rambam, says, B'sefer shechiber The kvar noda v'nisparshet v'nisparsem masha tikun abe moiri v'eskimo imo kol tamidei chacham shiyu bedor bedoro v'chein v'chol yishuvim v'beit midrasho v'hu shera shechazor shliach tzibor hatfila b'kol ram achas shispala b'lachash lo yikshavu aleha kol am l'shmo mimena. Because they weren't having the appropriate attention. They were talking to Rechazor Shashat. Omnam b'shas hakadusha yana kadosh kadosh. What would they do? We've seen this before. They're talking every second. Oh, when kadosh kadosh comes, they shut their mouths. Right? U'b'shas ha'omim mandim hatalmidim yizero. Some people said more than the Rabbanan. And this was a tremendous mikshel. So is it true that you don't have to have no more chazor shashat? Huh? Says the Radbaz. Oli vavai. Takana zu moedim ki midina gemara. V'yushalmi v'agoynim v'chalapoyskim roya tzibu she'is palu shtei tefilas achas v'lachashrez v'kol ram. Says, just because the ram, can you imagine the logic here, he says? You're going to tell me that because there was a horrible thing in a tzibur, and the Rambam realized that there's a tshuva, for just as an example, there's a tshuva in Rav Zilberstein's sefer, and it was asked the following. I don't think it's in the sefer. I'm sorry. I think I heard it in one of his shurim online, and he says like this. Listen to this case. So Shul Nebuch that has some problems during Kriyas Torah with. Is in the sefer?
Yeah.
Well, he puts the safer away?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So he says, so the guy, they're talking during the, and the rabbi can't take it anymore. And he says, we're done. Put the safer away. It's like a chain. And then the Balkar is like, what? Put the safer Torah away. Too much talking. And he gets up there and he says, Rabbi Isai, is that what you want? Good. No Kriyas Torah. No Kriyas Torah. Great. He's like, what's wonderful? The shortest davening ever. this is really a bad thing to say, especially because I'm white Torah. But in any case, Baruch Hashem, I had some time on my hands, so I wanted to find a Dvar Torah. Right? So I was looking into it. So sometimes I'm not looking at Svarim, so I was on YouTube. So I said, oh, sometimes you know they have a good shear, somebody's giving a good shear on Parshas and the Parsha. So I wrote in, you know, Vayera, looking. So unfortunately, the first thing that came up was really bad. Parshas, right? It said Parshat Vayera. Some Reform temple has their whole service, a Friday night service. So I had such a yitzhar. I'm sorry, I'm admitting it. I clicked on just to watch it. I didn't watch the entire hour and 58 minutes. Turns out Friday night they do take out the Sefer Torah, and they're laying the Parsha. So there, I just thought this part was really funny. So the rabbi gets up, and the rabbi says, as you know, is our custom, we don't do the whole parsha, so we have a cycle. You know, there used to be a cycle. I thought the Reform had a cycle. It used to be every 3 years. That's the way it used to be. We, Baruch Hashem, instituted that we now do every year. Of course, we finish the Torah. It used to be every 3 years. So they do every 7 years. So he says, so now we're up to Parshas Vayera. Now we're going to do, we're up to, I think he said we're up to Shishi. Shishi. This year we do Shishi of every week. We only do Shishi. No, Shkai. Okay, that's what he said. So I was thinking, wow, that's so this is Rav Zilberstein is even better. They only got up to shade. Fine. He puts the Torah away. And the next week he could hear a pin drop in the shul. People realize that they got the message. So the rabbi writes, was this a good thing for me to do? It's a little extreme. They weren't used to create the Torah. But Rav Zilberstein says, what do you mean it was a good thing to do? That's a mitzvah what you did. He says, good, it was a bizayin of the Torah. Chutzpah. Out of here. Bizayin of the Torah. Put the Torah back. Terrible. So I remember when I was taking this over to the boys last year, so they all agreed. They said, yeah. So I said, well, how far would you go? What if the rabbi said, do me a favor, take the Torah and put it on the floor now? Nobody would do that. So you put it on the floor, and then what's going to happen? Everybody's, oh my God, the Torah fell. And then the rabbi says, oh, now you're paying attention? So that I would be like, that you can't do heart scene. That's too extreme. So now, would you say, oh, by the way, everybody knows the story, the rabbi in the shul, and he does no Kriyas Torah anymore in any shul. What? Because the Rambam was bemoaning the fact, says the Radbaz, well, even the Rambam wants, he wants Chazor HaShatz. But in his community, it was such a Chil Hashem that people were talking, they couldn't do it. They couldn't keep doing it. Now, this is, by the way, just historically an amazing idea that in the times of the Rambam there was so much talking. So he says, "It's pashut, of course. Habayim yaretz edem va'amru shegam heim is palim bet tefilos v'zeru raya pshita takanazu." Of course it was only for the time, and any time that somebody would be able to learn again, of course, come on. During this specific time. You can't say this. Fine, and as he goes into this a lot more detail, we don't have time now, but let me just read the last two lines. Ula'ach Ulahach ziram ledin gemara she's polished eight filos below machlokas kain roy lasois aval im ievsher levatlam ella alide machlokas sheva altasa. If the people in the shul are like, "What do you mean? We've never said chazaras hashat. We can't do this." He says, "Okay, I'd rather you not fight, but it's borer that the minug's kavua is to say chazaras hashat." He's very upset that they weren't doing this. Okay. Rav Avadia Yosef also has a tshuva on this in Hicha B'Da'as, Chelek Gimel Siman Tezayin. The basic idea, he quotes some of the sources we spoke about, the Ma'abit, here, so on and so forth, and quotes here B'Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, Kara Tagar Alcha Doichim Chazor Sashatz B'Mincha. This is a terrible thing, he said. So then we continue. But wait, there's more. We got one more sheet over here. Could have a two-part series. We won't, but I could. I could threaten you with that. And he says, "Here you go. This is a continuation of Rav Avadia's tshuva. B'sikun choy v'kedusha mutelas al rosh yeshivas lahachzir teres l'rosha ulahanik b'tfilas minchas eras hashas b'siva." To continue, what is going on? Going to Yisrael, we're masakin chazaras hashas. You need chazaras hashas. No way getting around it. Only in Mitzrayim did they do that because of the problems that they had. Shkoyach, that's it, we're done. Fine. Rav Abba Shol, and Shel's Jews are at Sion, another Sephardi Pesach, Nirush and Mishum Chashash, Teisha Oinim, Eina Dover Nochish, Geisha Tatzachat Chak, right? So the only time I can tell you that you would have a heter is if you're in a shul and you see, nobody's really going to pay attention to me. So I once heard about somebody who was in a shul not so far away from here, and there was much more than 20 people, and he had a feeling that nobody was really saying amen. He couldn't hear anybody say amen. And in the middle of his chazal shot, she stopped and went, "Shh, no, amen, amen." And nobody still. And then he stopped in the middle of his chazal shot and flipped. "So what do you come to davening for if you're not going to answer amen? And now I'm in all these brachos of Atala." So Lord Tzion saying, if you happen to be in a minyan, you see that nobody really is going to answer that. So then maybe you could do hechem dush. Three more sources, which is really two more sources. Says the Sheol Sechuv is Az Nidberu of Zilber. Beis Yeshivas Tal Mincha Belo Chazor Sashatz Kifi Sheshamati Minok Navoi Mishum Regilim Lomar Hashirum Nefei Mincha Ubayom Shir Lo Amru Chazor Sashatz. I gotta go to Sheder, I gotta go to Shir. Bittu Tayyip. Umizeh Navo Aminok Bechol Mincha Veroi Levatel Et Zeh. I don't understand. Then he writes, if the reason is what he writes in the first part, because you can't have, they're not going to have kavana, maybe because they're just talking things, that's not right. But what about ulum razois she'ani bein imi mali tavkid olo? Sorry, he says Leo Shabazman Tov Yoser Lo Mar Chazor Zashatz Rakle Katzer Kemitik Beza Yeshivos. So yeah, there are certain cases that you could be soymach in the poskim, and that's where we get to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's idea. In his own sefer Emes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov is quoted as saying Sheikar Tachanos Chazor Zashatz Haya Rak BeBeis Knesses Shesham Is Palu Shelo Yodul Is Palu. Makes sense. Shuls are the only ones that had people that didn't know how to daven. Aba BeBeis Medrash Shesham. He's people rock Tommy de Chachamim, lo tiknu chazar sashatz. Says Rav Kamenetsky, the takana was done in places, and this is, you can say, a marked difference. In any shul in the world, that is a place you have no bakim. What no baki is going to come into yeshiva and daven there? That wasn't done in those days. That's where learning was done. Dehatim lohayu einam bekimin. Therefore, there's no such thing, and therefore what? By mincha, you don't need to. Now, what's the problem with this? He writes, and therefore, in yeshivas, by mincha, they don't say chazaras hashatz. Why is there a problem here? No, according to Rav Kamenetsky's idea. If this is really true, so what about chakras? If you're telling me that yeshivas don't have a takana of chazaras hashatz, so what about? Oh, he says, okay, what do you think? I thought about it. The rak b'shad chozer tefillah, afilu beismezu b'shum smichas gula tefillah. He says it's not appropriate to right away start chazaras hashatz because we want to daven by ourselves. Now, the simple way to get out of it is that we start to rise with him. Okay, he didn't say that. And therefore, he then goes in much more detail. So here in source number 11, I've only been makatir. Yeah.
I mean, here, you do hefe by shachris, you skip Birkas Kohanim.
Right. That's what we had said before. Exactly. That would be a huge problem. You wouldn't be able to say Birkas Kohanim. There's also the problem that Kedusha is not done in the way that it should be done. You don't say Moshe Rabbanim. Fine. So Rav Dus said here, I'm just going to summarize these different paragraphs here, which is basically more of like a five-page tshuva. But he says like this. Let me explain to you what Maran Zatzal said. That's a horrible excuse to make. Because of Bittul Torah. But we understand this isn't true, because if it's really Bittul Torah, then maybe you don't have to daven mincha. Torah munasa. I learn all day. Right? We know that generally in Talmud Torah it doesn't apply, but if Torah munasa, maybe it does apply. The Hoysif, and he adds, Shebet Talmud Torah bekelm, when he was in Kelm in Europe, Omrim, Psukei Zimra b'meshach chatzi shah. He used to daven for a half hour just Psukei Zimra. If you're really concerned about Bittul Torah, guess what? Hey, hello. Stop that long Psukei Zimra. That's Bittul Torah. So why do they do it? So he says the reason is because, as I said, because there was no takana in yeshivas. And the only reason why in Shacharis, number one, Smichas Gula Tzvila. And why? Kedusha. The makam shakulam bekiyam lo tama, the kedusha lo yasrichim lo chazorbo. The rak mitam kedusha yesh lachzor begimel brachas. And in the base medrashim lo nitkona hatakona in bekiyam hatfilo bishvila kedusha. Shaz ben gula tfilo. Aval b'mincha shapir, you don't need that. He brings your reason, nesias kapayim, you wouldn't have. Because of the siyas kapayim. One problem with this, and that is, if you go to any yeshiva that actually does hech kedusha, there's only one day a week they don't do hech kedusha. Shabbos. So Rav Yaakov, if I have an answer for that, also, he says, what about Shabbos and Yontif? Chozim b'mincha. What happened? So he says like this. When he is daiti nira, shebeshabbos the yom tovim hayu chozim. At that tefila, gam b'batei midrashos. Why? Shehayu ha'am mitapksim lishmoya hadrashim michachamim. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Rashi says Shabbos hayu doshin drasha lebalabatim ve'oisik b'malacha kol yomasacha. The shuls had a regular rabbi, but they went to the yeshiva. They didn't have a chance to learn the whole week. And the real workers, the people working in the fields, so they joined in. They came to the yeshivas at mincha time, or really here it says that they came after lunch, and they came after lunch, and then they had this huge shiur which would last until mincha time. And the Rosh Yeshiva, who I guess was the abbasin, would be darish. Everybody would listen, and then they would daven mincha. But now all of a sudden the yeshiva turned into a shul because half the people that were there now were not in a bakiyah. People didn't learn the whole week. So again, let's review. Yitzhak Avinu brought us the amazing tefillah of Mincha, and we learned from it some important halachas, specifically by the importance of saying Chazaras Hashatz, is the Takanas Chachamim, even if we are in a place with Enu Bakiyim. The Red Baz, Rav Adi Yosef, was very upset with even a mention of the fact that the Rambam once held that you shouldn't say Chazaras Lashatz. That was in a case Nebuch of a place that couldn't control themselves from talking, and it shouldn't be that way. But we found the heter in yeshivas based on Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's heter of the fact that the Takana didn't apply to yeshivas. By Shachris you needed it because of Gula Tzvila or because of Birchas Kohanim. But by Mincha it wasn't the Minuk. But by when it came to Mincha and Shabbos, you needed it because they were Dorish there with people who were not Bekiyim. Just as a final word, so what's the heter for our own Minhagim in offices and things of that nature? So to be Malamed Tzchus, so we understand that there's two ways of going about this. So it is definitely a savings of time. And even if you have a half hour is for lunch. So now you got to get in a 15-minute Mincha. Right, I remember when I used to work in my office, I used to work in the city at one office, so I would walk to Mincha. By the time I got back, the whole thing was 45 minutes, because it took me, 10 minutes to walk, 10 minutes to walk back, that's 20 minutes. Mincha's another 15 minutes, right? So the whole thing was a huge... So maybe if you lessen it by 5 minutes, so maybe there's some heter over there because a person needs to get back to work, he's got to grab lunch. It's a fair assessment that that's a possibility. Maybe we're so aware that people aren't going to have the proper kavanah. I don't know. But this should not be the normal way. We should seek minyanim that have the full chazaras hashatz, because that's the appropriate way. And the Mirtz Hashem will be zoicha to all the brachas and the yisoidas of chazaras hashatz.